Here we're doing Daf Kuvalv Amidalv. We are holding on the top of Kuvalv Amidalv at the two dots. Shotaf Nor Zesav. So what was the case? You have a beautiful field and you have olive trees growing in the field. All of a sudden, a hurricane comes, or a tornado, I guess. It rips up your olive trees out of your field and it lands them in the in your neighbor's field. So now your neighbor's field is your olive trees in it. So you say all the olives that grow in it are mine because it's from my trees. Your neighbor says all the olives are his because they're in his land. What did the Mishnah say? Yachloku. So the Gemara is going to discuss, well, we need some more detail over here. How old were these trees exactly? Because there's a very important halacha about trees that grow in Eretz Yisrael. The first 3 years, or even chutzlar, the first 3 years.
Orla.
Good. There's the din of Orla. What is the din of Orla?
You can't pick the fruits.
Any fruit that grows the first 3 years is asur. You're not getting enough, and then in the fourth year it's Ravai, and then after that you could use it as normal. So what's the halach over here? A tree gets uprooted from your field, lands in your neighbor's field, so whatever fruits grow in the next 3 years, is that arla? So it really depends. It depends on, did the tree get uprooted by itself, or did the tree get uprooted, you ever see a tree be moved, like on purpose? Yeah, with all the ground around it. So if it gets moved with the ground that's around it, with the giant clod of earth around it, then it's not a new planting anymore. Right? That's the din of Orla. You know, I mean, there was that my favorite email that went around a while ago with a wine bottle where they had someone... That someone who obviously didn't really they Google translated the label from Hebrew, so it said the lo chashash maestros for arla, and it said without any concern of tithes or foreskins, so which is probably also true that there were no foreskins there, but that's probably not what the bottle originally meant, that there's no, that these fruits are not arla fruits. So anyway, so Amar Ula Amar Reish Lakish. So Ula says in the name of Reish Lakish, Lo Shanu Ela Shenekru Bigu Shehen. Our whole Mishnah is talking about where the tree was uprooted together with its clod, with its giant clod of earth that comes along with it, and that way the tree is able to continue to live even when it's out of the ground. So when it gets replanted in your neighbor's property, it's not a new planting. There is no din of arla. Why is there no new din of arla?
Because
it's not a new planting. It's a continuation of the old planting. And even if it was uprooted together with the clod of earth that surrounds it, ula achar shalosh. It's talking about that when the Mishnah says that you split the fruits, that's only after 3 years since it's been planted in your neighbor's property. But with aval betoch shalosh, within 3 years of when your tree gets planted in your neighbor's property, hakol shel bal hazeisim, the guy who owns the tree gets everything. You know why? Why would the guy who owns the tree get everything in the first 3 years that it's in his neighbor's property? And not the guy who owns the property.
Because you can't even get hano from it the first 3 years. So
meaning, if the guy who owned the property would have done what? If he would have planted his own trees, he would have no fruits for the first 3 years. So now that someone else's trees land in his property,
doesn't matter.
He shouldn't get anything from Dharma Lay. The owner of the trees could say, "I'at natat." If you would have planted b'soch shalosh miavachalt, would you have eaten within 3 years? First 3 years, you couldn't have eaten anyway. So for the first 3 years, who gets all the fruits? The guy who owns the trees. After that, what happens? They split. After that, they split. The guy who owns the tree and the guy who owns the field split it. And all of this is talking about when what happened? The tree was uprooted together with the surrounding ground. So says the Gemara, but wait, is that really fair? Valei malei, let the balakarka say to the balazesim, let the guy who owns the karka say to the guy who owns the tree, you know, I should even be entitled to some of the fruits from the first 3 years. You know why? If I would have planted my own trees in my field, you're right, the first 3 years I wouldn't have gotten anything, but what would have happened after 3 years? I would have, if I planted my own trees, I get everything.
Why is it only after 3 years?
Because Arla, first 3 years would be Arla. What?
How
No, no, he's saying, if I would have planted my own brand new trees in my own field, so you're right, the first 3 years I would have gotten zero. But after that, I would have gotten everything. So now you're going to tell me that your trees landed in my field. I have to split everything after 3 years? Come on, now I'm getting cheated in the long run, so you should make up for that by giving me some of the profits of the first 3 years. So hashta kachalta palgabadai. Now I got to split it with you. That's not fair. So therefore, even in the first 3 years, I should be able to get compensated for something. Eloki asa Ravin. So Ravin explained the Mishnah differently. Ravin, when Ravin came, where did he come from? Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Amar, he explained, Amar Reish Lakish, in the name of Reish Lakish, Lo shanu elishanakru begushehen. He says, yeah, our Mishnah is talking about where it was uprooted together with the gush, with the clod around it. Ubitoch shalosh. And when our Mishnah says you split it, you know when you split it? The first 3 years you split the fruit. The first 3 years, avliachar shalosh, hakol balakarka. After 3 years, all of the fruit goes to who?
The owner of the land.
Why?
Because he owns the entire property. So
if he would have planted his own trees, he would have gotten. So says the Gemara, and the reason is Darmalay, because the Balakarka could say, if I would have planted my own trees, after 3 years, wouldn't I get everything? So says Gemara, but that's not fair either. Because Valei Malay, let the owner of the trees say to the Balakarka, yeah, if you would have planted after 3 years, you would have gotten everything, but what?
If you would have planted
but before,
3 years, you would have gotten
good, before 3 years, you would have gotten nothing. So now you're going to get half within the first 3 years? So Valei Malay, I'at natat, if you would have planted, besok shalosh lavachalta. First 3 years, you wouldn't have gotten anything. Hashta kachalta palgabadai, now you get to get half? So Mishum da Amarle, so the Gemara answers, that's not such a good taina, because the Balakarka, the guy who owns the land, can say to the guy who owns the trees, the fact that we divide the fruits of the first 3 years is because I am losing out. Because I anon natai have a katina vizarana to chusayu silka viyarka. If I would have planted trees in the first 3 years, they would have been very small trees, and I would have planted vegetables around them. But because, what happened over here? These aren't baby trees. What happened? Trees got uprooted from your property. These are fully matured adult trees that got uprooted from your property, ended up in my property. So I don't have room to put vegetables there now. So you've taken up my whole property. If I would have planted, you're right, the first 3 years I wouldn't have had any fruits, but they would have been baby trees. So you know what I would have been able to do? I would have been able to plant vegetables all around it, and there's no din of arla on vegetables, there's only din of arla on trees. So I would have benefited a lot. I would have had a lot. So because your trees landed in my property, I'm losing out on that, and therefore in the first 3 years, what should I be able to do? I should be able to? No, what's the halacha in the first 3 years? Half, right. I should be able to split with you. So Where we are right now, what did the Gemara say? When the Mishnah says that the Balakarka and the Balazesim split, it's talking about
In the first three years
they split, and after 3 years they don't split anymore, but the Balakarka. So let's make that a main point.
That is only Ravin.
That's how Ravin explained. That is not how Ula explained. Ula explained, you're right, we should make the main point like this, that we have a machlokas between Ula and Ravin when the Balakarka and Balazesim split. According to Ula, they split only after the first 3 years. And according to Ravin, they split only during the first 3 years. Good. So then the Gemara says, Tana, Amar Hala, once we're on the topic, if the owner of the trees tells the owner of the Karka, Zeisai Aninotel, I'd like to take my trees, Ein Shomenlo. He's not allowed to take his trees back. Whoa, my taima, why not? They're his trees. Because some force of nature landed them in your field, I'm not allowed to take them back? Listen to this. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Sklar, you're on this? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Right? Why? Because Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Well, what does that mean? What does that have to do with making Aliyah? Okay, I'll call Nefesh B'Nefesh. What does that have to do with this?
Oh, it's not actually...
So what would be the problem?
Oh, So that it's Orla?
No, no. If I take out the trees from your field, I'm destroying your whole field. We don't want to destroy a beautiful field in Eretz Yisrael. Right now, the field in Eretz Yisrael has all these trees growing in it. So we don't want to leave the field empty. Yes. You could, exactly. So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah says, wow, Kigon Da Tzricha Rabba. To say something like that, to say such a brand new halacha, that you're not allowed to take your own trees back from someone, you got to be a big person to say halachas like that, to say such a great chiddush. Okay, not sure. So he says that you have to be a really big person. So now the Gemara is going to quote, once we mention that comment, that you got to be so big to say something like that, the Gemara is going to say another chiddush that was said by someone great. We're also going to comment, wow, you got to be someone big to say something like that. So let's see, what's the other one? Tanan Hasam. We have a Mishnah in Maseches Demai. One of the more challenging Maseches in Shas is Maseches Demai. What does Demai mean?
Oh, it's like a subject on like my surgery show.
Good. You purchase produce from?
No, close.
Amaretz. From an Amaretz. And Amaretz, we assume, don't take off maestros, or at least many of them don't. Most of them do, actually, but enough of them don't that it causes us concern. So the Chachamim said you have to take off maestros from any produce you buy from Nama Aretz. So the Mishnah Maseches Demai tells us as follows: Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hamakabel stay avosav minanachri. Nothing to do with Demai, just Hamakabel stay avosav minanachri. If a person receives his parents' field from a guy, what? Your parents, a guy, what's going on over here? A guy hires you to work a field. What field? Stay avosav. Now the Gemara is going to have to explain what that means. If it's your father's field, why does the guy have it? Right? What does that mean, stay avosav? We'll have to see what that means. But essentially what we're describing is a guy hired you. He hired you to work in the field, and you are an aris. You're a sharecropper. What does sharecropping mean?
You have a stock.
You get paid by getting a percentage of whatever the field produces. Right? So let's say you're going to do all the work and you'll get 40% of whatever the field produces. That's your deal, right? That's what?
Not a good deal.
Okay, 60%. Whatever. You're going to work the field, you're going to get whatever it is, whatever percentage. Ma'aser v'nosin lo, says the Mishnah, unbelievable chiddush. See, the guy is getting 60%, let's say, off the top, right? So you would think, give the guy his 60%, then of the 40% that's left, you take maestros. No. Take maestros in the whole field, and then give the guy his 60%. So you're going to end up losing a lot more, right? Because you're going to the expenses of the maestros are going to have to come off of your cheshbon, but you got to give the guy, you have to take the maestros on the whole field, even the portion that you're giving to the guy. So says Gemara Savrua, initially when we heard that Mishnah, we assumed what it means is my stay avosav. What does the phrase stay avosav mean? Your father's fields, Eretz Yisrael. Stay avosav doesn't mean your father's fields. It means Eretz Yisrael. Why is Eretz Yisrael called stay avosav?
Because it's the
Hashem gave it to the Avos. But my Karla Stavosav, why is it called Stavosav? Stay Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. That's what it means. So what are we describing over here? You have no personal connection to the field. It's a field in Israel. So a guy owns land in Israel, and he hires you to be a sharecropper. So that's where we're saying that you take maestros before you give him his portion. You take maestros on the whole field. V'kasavar, and we're assuming, ein kinyan l'nachri b'eretz Yisrael lafkia miyad maestros. That even when a guy owns a field, it's still chayiv in maestros. The fact that a guy purchased the field does not take away the chayiv of maestros. And that's why you have to do what? Take maestros on the whole thing, even the part that belongs to the guy. And we're assuming, umekabel kechocher dami, that when you are an aris, when you're a sharecropper, it's the same as being a chocher. A chocher is someone who gets a field to work on, and he pays a set fee, regardless of what the field produces. Now, I'm going to give you 500 bushels of wheat this year. whether the field produces 500,000 bushels of wheat or 5 bushels of wheat. I'm paying 500 bushels of wheat for this year, right? So we're assuming that an aris has the same din as a chocher, and therefore ma chocher bein avad bein lo avad by yisuri meitan le, just like a regular chocher who pays a set amount. Whether the field produces, whether the field doesn't produce, you got to take all the maisos of whatever the field makes, because when you give your payment to the landlord, it's just a rental payment. It's just a chiv that you have toward him. Saaf mekabel nami. When you're a sharecropper also, ki poreach avasu dami. Whatever percentage you're giving to the guy who owns the field, even when you're a sharecropper, you're just paying rent on that field. You're just paying for the right to be able to work there. And therefore, ma'aser v'nosin lo. You got to take maestros from the whole thing, and then you give him his share, because that's just one of your expenses. Meaning, we view the entire field as if it's yours. And because you view the entire field as if it's yours, you're responsible for the maestros on the whole field. Aye, what about the fact that the owner gets 60%? That's just your rental payment. That's one of your expenses. So you got to pay him the 60%. But that whole field, as far as maestros, is all yours. That's how we initially understood that Mishnah Maseches Demai. A chocher is a farmer who pays a set amount to be able to work in that field and get everything the field produces. So he pays 500 bushels of wheat for the year, regardless of what the field produces. So Amar le Rav Kana le Rav Papi. Rav Kana says to Rav Papi, Va'amri la le Rav Zvid. And some say he said this to Rav Zvid. Elo hadetanya, how are you going to reconcile that with the following brisa? Rav Yehuda Amar Mekabel Sada Avosav Mimetzik Nachri. What's a Metzik? A Metzik Nachri. So what's a Nachri?
A non-Jew.
So a Metzik means like a strong man, like a thug, a person who is Rashi says an Anos, someone who, you know, who mugs you, who, you know, he's a goon, right? So a person who's Mekabel Sada, who's Mekabel a field to work from a guy who took this field from his, you know, who took this field from his father, and now he's hired you, the chutzpah, right? He stole the field from your father, and now he hires you to be the sharecropper on the field, right? So ma'aser v'nosim lo, you have to take maestros on everything in the field, even though the goon is expecting 60% of the crop as his payment. You got to take maestro on everything. So says Gemara, but if our reading of the Mishnah and Demai was correct, Ma'iriya Meitzik, Afilu Ein Meitzik Nami. What did the Mishnah and Demai say? You always have to do that. I don't care if the guy's a goon or he's the rightful owner of the field. You always have to do that. You always have to give maestro from the whole field. So again, what did the Mishnah and Demai say? What did the Mishnah and Demai say? That if you work in a field that belongs to a non-Jew, so what do? Meiser on everything, and then you give him his portion. Says Gemara, I have a brisa against you. Why? What does the brisa say? If you work for a guy who stole the field from your father, that's when you have to give Meiser on everything, and then give him his portion. Sounds like only if it's a guy who stole the field from your father, not just any non-Jew. So says Gemara, you're right. We messed up the understanding of that Mishnah and Demai. There's a different understanding of the Mishnah and Demai that's more correct. Says the Gemara, Eluli Olam, Yesh Kinyan Lanachri Be'eretz Yisrael Lafkia Miyad Meiser. When a non-Jew buys a field in Eretz Yisrael and he hires a Jewish worker, right, or regardless of what the arrangement is, that field is pater from Meisros because it belongs to a guy, so it's pater from Meisros. Umekabel Lav Kechocher Dami. And even if it would be chayiv in maestros, that would only be if you are a chocher, not if you are an aris, not if you are a sharecropper. A sharecropper is not the same as a guy who pays a set fee. The portion of the grain that he gives to the guy is not payment for rent. It's an actual portion that belongs to the guy. So since the aris never, ever owned the portion that belongs to the guy, the most he would ever have to take maestros from is his percentage. So we're saying, first of all, he doesn't have to take maestros from anything, the whole thing belongs to the guy. And even if he did have to take maestros from something, it would only be from his percentage. So my stavosov, so then what was going on in that Mishnah with having to give maestros on the whole field? What's the case? What's the case of you getting stavosov? It doesn't mean stavosov. How do we first understand stavosov? in Israel, a field of Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. No, that's not what it means. Stay avos of mamish. It means your father's field. And this guy, you know how he got the field? He came in with guns blazing and he threw your father out and he stole the field. That's how he got the field. And the Rabbanan made a knas, a penalty, on the child of this man that he's got to pay the maestros of the whole thing. That since he will love this field more and he's going to want to try to buy it back, he has to pay for maestros of the whole thing, but nobody else would have had to pay for maestros of the whole thing. Okay, we will stop there, I guess. We should have done three more lines. No, I'm doing three more lines. Why did the Rabbanan make a knas on this guy? So that it will be more clearly in his hands. Meaning we want the son to want to buy the field back. And on that comment, to say such a great chiddush, you need to be a very great man indeed. Okay.